The Brain Collective on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So I've come along then to the Brain Collective in Harrogate, and I'm here with all three ladies that we often talk to. There is Maria, there is Melanie, and there is Paula. Hello, all three of you.
Hello.
Hi.
So on the show today, we're going to have a bit of a look back at 2017 and see what's been big for you, and then a bit of a look forward into 2018 with some really useful advice and things to think about, particularly in January when a lot of people may be thinking about starting something new, otherwise known as resolutions. So let's have a look back then at 2017, and I believe each one of you has a bit of a highlight of the year. So who wants to go first?
I think one of our highlights, Beth, has actually been working alongside you and your team, because it's given us a huge opportunity to really consolidate our thoughts and to try and spread the word about the potential powerful effect of neurotherapy and how it can help so many people in so many different ways. So it's given us a huge opportunity to help to educate people about what can be done.
And so those people then, the list of different people that you can help, it kind of surprises me every single time. Give us that list again.
I think the important thing just to say before we do that list is that essentially what we do in here is take a recording of an EEG. So we're actually looking at the actual functioning of somebody's brain. So any situation where you can improve or optimise brain function, neurotherapy has a role for. So we work with a lot of children who have a range of issues such as ADHD, autistic spectrum, behavioural dysregulation, learning disabilities. We work with a lot of adults who suffer with issues such as depression, anxiety, obsessive compulsive symptoms. Also with conditions that span all ages, such as epilepsy or tic disorders. We also work with a lot of people who are actually functioning reasonably well in life, but who are looking to either prevent decline or just to optimise their functioning. So it spans all ages, and it spans a lot of conditions, and it spans just maintaining a healthy brain, just like you would go to the gym to maintain a healthy body.
And you have had a huge number of people whose lives have been changed because of the things you've done right here in Harrogate at the Brain Collective.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not 100% effective. There are people who respond better than others, but on the whole we get really good results with a lot of people, and you know, it's a huge privilege to actually work with individuals and work with families to bring about a positive change.
We'll come over next to Paula, and you want to talk about something. Not so normally the therapy is done here inside, but there's something else that you've started this year that can be done outside of this building.
Yeah, we've introduced the integrated listening system and the SSP, which is a safe and sound protocol, which although we start many of the treatments here in clinic, we send people away with the headsets to go and work through at home. And it's been so beneficial for so many people of all ages. It's not just been used predominantly with children, we've used it with adults as well. And everyone who seems to have used the system has had a great, great response to it. So it was quite an exciting thing starting working with that at the beginning of the year, but actually seeing it evolve and seeing the people who've used it who've just become overwhelmed. And on our website there's quite a few people who've actually commented and used it and posted pictures of their journeys on it. So for us as a team, when we see the effects these things have on people, it really, really makes us, you know, the job worthwhile. Being able to take it home means as well you're not as restrained to the timing in which you need to come in here. So a lot of people like that flexibility of taking it away, although it's a lot of work for them, and actually using it at home. But I think most of all, I think the SSP has been one of the most phenomenal things we've done, and people have had such good responses to it. It's just been brilliant to see people's lives changing and them feeling so much better about themselves and things that they're doing. So all in all, I think that's been one of our highlights of the whole year, really.
I think for me, the two highlights of our year in terms of our own development and our practice development have been at the International Society for Neurofeedback and Research that was based out near Boston.
Boston, America?
Boston in the USA, yeah. Where we both had access and the ability to train with some phenomenal professionals from around the world, from Harry Karasidis, who heads up the NFL concussion team, to Martin Tetchy, who heads up all of the work on children and childhood disorders out of Harvard. And we got a huge amount of benefit out of that and a number of absolutely phenomenal contacts. The other thing that was very important for us this year, we were asked to host the first UK course for Neurofield with Dr. Nicholas Dogras. We actually run that again next May, and we're actually the only place in Europe doing that next year. So that's a fantastic accolade, and we all learn massively from each other. We have a really exciting year coming up next year with a lot of other things that we want to get to do as well to keep ourselves ahead of the game.
That moves us very nicely then onto next year. You have some ideas and advice for New Year's resolutions, but slightly different than what we would expect.
Yeah, I think that we always start with, I want to lose weight, I want to do this, I want to save more money, you know, I'm going to be really healthy. I think the first thing you need to stop and do is just think about me and give yourself some time. Just stop, be present, be there, make time for actually having time just for you, whether it be a bath, whether it be taking up a class such as yoga. We all run out and we all do the first gym class we can to shift the weight, but we don't actually stop and think, I need something that's going to be about me and focusing on my breathing and making time for me and what I need to do. Because until you've done that, until you've thought about your year, you're not really any good to anyone else, to be fair. You need to be concentrating on the person first and foremost, who's you, and then looking towards helping others and being that person and all the new things that you need to embark on throughout the year.
Well, thank you very much. I think people could add that or possibly replace some other New Year's resolutions with just a little bit of me time. All of you at The Brain Collective, thank you so much. Have a very good Christmas and a new year. And if people want to find out more about you, they can just search online for The Brain Collective and they will find you. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy Christmas.
The Brain Collective on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.